It's fast becoming the nightmare before Christmas. With much of the planet still battling a resurgence of the Delta variant of COVID-19, the new Omicron variant is spreading. Countries are scrambling to close their borders to travelers from the south of Africa, where Omicron was first identified. Family gatherings and winter holidays are in jeopardy, not to mention the potential global economic impact.
My main concern, I'm not going to get back to England before 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is looking more and more likely. And I feel very sad for the people here as well, going back on the red list again, and who knows for how long, not being able to see family.
In Europe, after one confirmed case in Belgium, cases have been found in Germany and the Czech Republic. The Netherlands is still conducting tests for Omicron among the 61 COVID-positive passengers who arrived at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport on Friday. And there are now confirmed cases in the UK, all of them connected to recent travel in southern Africa. Previously accused of acting too slowly on COVID, this time the UK government is moving fast.
We're not going to stop people travelling. I want to stress that. We're not going to stop people travelling, but we will require anyone who enters the UK to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after their arrival and to self-isolate until they have a negative result.
Closing borders won't keep out the variant, but scientists hope it will buy time.
When you have a virus like this, it almost invariably is ultimately going to go essentially all over. The issue of blocking travel from a given country is to just give us time to assess it better.
And despite the Omicron variant having significantly more mutations than previous variants, there is cautious optimism that existing vaccines can be adapted to tackle it.
You're not going to see a new vaccine in the next few weeks or even, you know, the next month or so, but it's going to take longer than that. But it will not take the amount of time that it would normally take to manufacture and deliver a vaccine. It can be done at speed now because of the understanding and knowledge that we have.
But the biggest dilemma for politicians and scientists is the question of public compliance. There were violent anti-lockdown protests in the Netherlands and Belgium last weekend. And Switzerland votes this weekend on whether to scrap the country's vaccine certificate scheme, despite rising infections there. Uncertainties around the Omicron variant mean precautionary restrictions will likely meet pushback. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera.